Welcome to the David Alliance. This is part one of a special feature on spiritual warfare. Listen in, and tomorrow we'll follow up with what God does, because that's what he does. Hang in there. We're going right now.
Be careful what you preach on. You got to be ready for it, you know, because it's coming. And so, as many of you know, I've been saying the last 3-4 months, I've been praying and studying and reading, getting ready for this spiritual warfare series, because I really want to do an in-depth, intense, I want to cover it more than, like we've been doing, more than just, you know, your Ephesians chapter 6 coverage, which is great, but there's so much more. So, I had an experience this week, and it is almost dumbfounding to me, reading all this material, preaching all this material, that I went through this experience. Now, I was talking to my wife yesterday and today. If she was here, I told her, if you're here, I'll tell everything. But if you're not, I'll just give the highlights. But she was saying, please be careful because you're the pastor. People look up to you. You're a spiritual leader. They think you're perfect. Those of you who know me, no. But about almost 2 months ago, and if you're in the deliverance ministry, you'll know where this is going. You'll know where this is going. About 2 months ago, maybe more like 6 weeks ago, my wife and I were talking about something that happened in the past with her and me, and I got resentful. I was pretty strong in some things I said, and I was resentful towards her. And usually, I come back and say, I'm sorry, I got upset, forgive me. And I do honestly believe I said that. I do believe I went back later that afternoon or evening and said, hey, I'm sorry I got so intense and upset. Please forgive me. But I don't think I meant it. Well, I know I didn't mean it. Because this resentment, it's just like a piece of lint at first. It's like, you know, oh, I can't get that off. But you just leave it there. And the resentment started to grow. And when you don't get rid of bitterness or resentment or deal with your sins, and it started to grow, and she'd say something a few days later, and I'd take that with that resentment, and then she'd say something else, pointless, meaningless. Or I'd try to interact with her, and she wouldn't respond the way I wanted, and just this resentment grew and grew and grew until last week, I went home and after preaching last week, you're kind of exhausted after you get done preaching. I went home last week and I just literally got bitter. I'm doing everything. I don't think you understand. I'm doing everything. Have you ever felt like that in a marriage? I'm doing everything. It's dangerous to feel that way. It's dangerous. And at that moment, something started to overtake me. And I'll save all the details, but on Tuesday afternoon, I lost it on my wife. And she sat there very quietly and kindly and took it, but I lost it. Up to that point, Monday, Tuesday, I kept thinking, I'm having a nervous breakdown. I've heard Chris Vallotton from Bethel Church talk about how he'd had nervous breakdowns, and I thought, well, I guess it's possible. You can be a man of God and be a pastor and still have a nervous breakdown, but I'm having a nervous breakdown. This is not me. This is not me. It's not me. It's not me. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. I'm mad. I'm bitter. And Tuesday afternoon, I started planning my suicide. We had just bought a brand new suit. My son, he's married, but they didn't have a wedding ceremony, so we're going to have the wedding in a couple months. And I was convinced that's why I bought this suit, because that's what I'll be buried in. And I mean the thoughts I had Tuesday, If I told you, you might fire me as your pastor. Because it was not me. I went to bed Tuesday night, and I sleep in a lounge chair because of this arm, and I literally felt the voices just right above my head speaking to me, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. The oppression was so bad, and I do not know why, that night I woke my wife up late at night asleep, and I just lost it. And then she didn't say anything. She knew something was going on. And then that night when I was done, I just walked out, shut the door. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I'll be this honest with you. My grandson, those 2 days, is with his stepmom, or his mom. And I went and I hid in his room. And I was just overwhelmed with shame. I cannot explain it other than just the most horrendous demonic attack. There were 10 different things I wanted to do, none of them good. I got up early Saturday morning. I think I slept about 2 hours. Last time I looked at my phone, it was about 3:15, and I know I didn't fall asleep still, so I usually get up around 5. And so I got up and I thought, I gotta get to church. I gotta get to church. And right away that morning, I had to train someone. I thought, I'll get to church, I'll train this person, and then I'll run away. Actually, my thought was, I'll walk into the back of the woods and I'll shoot myself in the head.
So I'm sure I have your attention. This is about as real as it can get. Tomorrow, we'll follow up with the rest of the story, what happened, and then I'll share some insight as far as how I got the breakthrough and how I ended up there, and more. David Lyons, Garth Heckman, keep slaying giants.